Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Thank you, O Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it, and it may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel wipes away our sins. From today's readings, we could ask ourselves, what does our Lord want to share with us? Where does he want us to grow? Where does he want to speak to our hearts? We could ask ourselves also, how does the burning bush and what does it have to do, and how can it speak to our lives here today, over 4,000 years from that moment when Moses encountered God? You see, as we heard in today's first reading from Exodus, that Moses is a son-in-law to the king. Jethro was a king of Egypt. And so what this means for us is that Moses' wife was the king's daughter. Zipporah was his beloved daughter. And because Moses married a king's daughter, he lived a life of luxury. He ate what he wanted to eat. He drank what he wanted to drink. He was dressed in the finest silk and linen and colors of its day. Anytime he wanted something, a manservant or a woman servant would meet his need. He didn't have to work. He was living an easy life. But while he was married to Zipporah, Moses encountered where an Egyptian was beating a Hebrew slave. And it angered him so much that he killed this Egyptian. And from that moment forward, fear for his life, he fled into the desert. And this is where Moses tended the sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law. And if you can imagine, that was a big change in his life, a life of luxury, of every want and need and desire being fulfilled. He was now desolate in the desert. And when we know, when we have no distractions of the world, which he had none. He was alone, had no encounter with other people, other than his only encounter was with the sheep and with the nature. And it was through this experience that he recalibrated his life, sought out God and what he desired for him. And our Heavenly Father took this opportunity because he knew at this point in life, Moses' heart was open to do the will of God. So Moses goes up to Mount Horeb, and he sees this burning bush. And he's wondering, because it's burning, but it's not being consumed by the fire. So he observes it, and then he walks up to it. And the bush, who is God the Father, says, "Moses, Moses." And he encountered our Heavenly Father. He encountered his presence because he chose to take the time to open his heart, but also to recognize, and out of his inquiry, he walked closer to the bush. And God the Father saw the goodness in his heart. God the Father saw his openness to do God's will. So what does God do? He entrusts him to deliver the Israelites out of their slavery in Egypt and bring them to the promised land, where it was fertile valleys, good soil, where all their desires would be met and they would no longer be captives. But he did this because Moses turned to the Lord and opened his heart to do his will. You see, we too, during our Lenten journey, are in the desert. And Jesus Christ wants us to open our hearts as Moses did, to encounter our living Jesus. Encounter Jesus just as Moses did. In a sense, Moses touched, in a way, the burning bush through his encounter with God. And our Lent is about halfway over this weekend. And the journey and the Lord are asking us to continue to endure and to take opportunities to grow in our faith and our relationship with Jesus Christ. Our faith allows us to have Lent every year because Jesus knows we need to encounter him as Moses encountered him, to open our hardened hearts and say, Jesus, I'm open to do your will. Help me to grow where you desire for me to grow during this Lenten journey, so that come Easter morning, I can have a more alleluia in my voice, a more alleluia in my heart, and my vessel will be more cleansed, more purified, and will grow in holiness. Holiness really is only friendship with God. I hate saying, well, I'm a holy man, because I'm not. But I'm on a journey to grow in holiness because I'm on a journey to grow in my friendship with God. And that friendship can be kind of hard at times, as we heard in today's gospel. As you heard of the fig tree that was planted, and for 3 years it bore no fruit. And we're the same way, Jesus says, as that fig tree. If we're not open to conversion, if we're not open to doing God's will in our lives, we can't bear fruit. We can't bear fruit and grow. Those of you who plant in flowers or gardens in the spring and summer know if you don't prune it, what happens? If you got tomato plants and you don't cut off the tops occasionally, you won't get any tomatoes. It'll be just one big bush, right? And that's the same thing with us. During Lent, it's an opportunity to look inwardly to see what I need to change and how I need to grow. I had lots of opportunities when I was in the seminary. I met every 2 weeks with my spiritual director, which was good, affirming, and also helped me to grow in my relationship with Jesus Christ. But every month, I met with a formator. And for 6 years, I did that every month. I had some that were very loving and very gentle, and I had some where you just see them and you want to go the other way. But even those ones that were hard and difficult for me, I always had to step back from that meeting and say, okay, Lord, what are you trying to speak through me? Speak through him to me. Where do you want me to grow? Where do you want me to change? What do you want me to be able to let go of? To see the truth in their words. That's hard, isn't it? When someone is really in our face and they're being truthful, it's really hard to have the humility to accept what they're saying. Our natural defense is what? To get angry and defensive. You know, to put them down, to bring them down, to build ourselves up. And that's hard. If I was an employee for many years and even did evaluations of others, and we all know who have worked, sometimes our evaluations, we've had good things and areas of growth. But the Lord wants us to see and seek growth during this Lenten journey, to look inward to see what I need to change, where I need to grow, that my roots will be deeper ground in Jesus Christ. Because he wants us to bear good fruit, not just for our own lives, but those in our family, those we encounter. Are we going to take the opportunity, as Moses did, to look inwardly and open our hearts, to prune where we need to prune, so that we may grow and flourish as we were created to be? Let us ask Jesus when we receive him in the Eucharist today, Jesus, give me the humility to look inwardly, to truly see the goodness, and to see those opportunities for personal growth, that I may have the courage to be honest with myself and to embrace that and to make those changes. Then we'll be more Alleluia people come Easter morning.